That's the sound of boulders rolling off a dump truck at Two Rivers Park in Glenwood Springs. It could be heard, maybe not quite that loud, on Midland Avenue across half the park and the Colorado River. Glenwood Springs city officials, business owners, members of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, and reporters were standing on Midland as part of a tour last week, highlighting the impacts of the proposed expansion of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry north of town.
This is going to be an entire truckload every 69 seconds going into a conveyor system and dropping into a metal rail car.
Matt Langhorst is the city's public works director.
You can imagine what the noise load will be standing right here for everybody. You will hear it across the city all day long, 12 hours a day, 365 days a year.
The tour, which wound through the city, down Midland to West Glenwood, and up Transfer Trail to the quarry entrance, was the first of a two-day event launching the city's Don't Strip Glenwood campaign. Rocky Mountain Resources wants to expand the quarry from 15.7 acres to 321 acres and mine 5 million tons of rock per year, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the next 20 years. The city is gearing up to fight the expansion. Mayor Pro Tem Shelley Kaup told KDNK that the campaign is all about public awareness and action.
We want them to be aware of the impacts that may be coming, and we want to put information in their hands so that they can work with the Citizens Alliance and comment to the BLM, contact their state, local, and federal representatives, and let them know that this will be devastating to our community.
Kaup says she's surprised by the amount of residents who are still not aware of the proposal.
It's not a reality yet. It's in the permitting process. So for a lot of people, until you see it, you know, happening, it's not always something that's right there, and awareness is not at the level that we would like it to be.
Steve Beckley owns the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, within a stone's throw, so to speak, of the quarry, and Iron Mountain Hot Springs down by the Colorado River. Beckley is not only concerned about what the expansion would do to the adventure park, he's also worried about hydrological impacts that could spell the end of the town's eponymous hot springs.
So our spring and the big hot springs are all connected into one aquifer. And that aquifer is fed by fresh water that gets heated up and then comes to the surface. Well, that fresh water comes from the flat tops when snow melts and comes down, goes down deep, and then gets heated and brought to the surface. Well, if that source water is stopped, there's no more source water into the hot springs. There's no more water coming to the surface.
And they'll never come back.
Never come back.
On Saturday, Beckley and others from the tour were on hand for an event that drew close to 400 area residents to the Glenwood Springs Community Center. After presentations about expansion impacts and other city projects, the crowd ate a catered lunch and signed petitions and postcards against the expansion.
George Olson.
Where do you live?
Glenwood Park.
If this expansion goes through, how would it impact you on a personal level?
Have to think about moving, because I'm not going to put up with the air quality problems, and it's big business just pushing their way in, trying to do whatever they want, and in the past they've been able to do it, and I think that has to change.
So how long have you lived here?
27 years.
And you'd seriously consider moving if it happened?
I would.
What are you prepared to do to help the city in its fight?
Just stand up for what we're trying to do, trying to shut them down.
What would that look like for you?
If I have to protest, if I have to sit in front of them, I'll do it.
My name is Linda Ornstein. I live in Willits. There's going to be more trucks on the road. They're going to have to bring in more employees. There's going to be dirt, dust, and it will make changes. I don't feel that it's going to be a good solution for our valley.
Well, you live in Willits, and you came all the way to Glenwood today.
Yes.
Why?
Because I love Glenwood Springs. And if my daughter didn't live in Willits, I'd live in Glenwood Springs.
What are you willing to do to support the city in its fight?
I will do whatever I can, donate money and my time, of which I have a lot.
Approval of the expansion is a long way off, and already the issue is mired in litigation. Glenwood Springs City Attorney Carl Hanlon explains.
Shortly after the Garfield County Commissioners issued their notice of violation back in, I believe it was May, RMR sued Garfield County in both state and federal court, in federal court alleging essentially that the county lacked jurisdiction to regulate them, in state court focusing more on the process, saying that they both lacked jurisdiction to regulate them but also had a flawed process under what's called a Rule 106 challenge.
Garfield County filed a motion to stay proceedings in federal court pending the outcome of the state suit. The federal court judge recently recommended in favor of the stay, but no decision has been made. Other issues, such as RMR's hydrological study required by the Bureau of Land Management for an approval of the proposal, are also stalled. RMR wants to take core samples during the study, which would likely have to be permitted by the county. But earlier this week, county commissioners banned new or amended mining permits for the next 6 months, which will prevent RMR from requesting a change to its special use permit. But Hanlon wonders if BLM has already made up its mind about RMR's proposal.
The current violations, which they've acknowledged that RMR is operating in violation of their current BLM permits as well, but BLM's approach to that is to say, well, we'll just roll it into the expansion application. By saying we'll deal with current violations in a future expansion, you really presuppose that you're going to approve the future expansion to deal with those violations.
He adds that the city has told BLM that current violations must be addressed before considering the expansion. Meanwhile, Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis has declared war on the expansion, and there is $1.2 million in the war chest. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.